Travel writer Lawrence Millman, born 1948, has made a career courting adventure in far-flung places. He went to the Ecuadorian Amazon in hopes of a rendezvous with the fabled Jivaro, a tribe of headhunters. His companions on this dubious journey included ethnobotanist Paul Cunane, who was eager to sample a powerful hallucinogenic potion. It was reputed to put the Jivaro in contact with their ancestors, just the fate that Millman wished to avoid for himself. An Evening Among Headhunters by Lawrence Millman. Whack, whack, whack. Osvaldo's machete came down with lightning rapidity on yet another hapless snake. Then he proceeded to cut it into halves, thirds, quarters, and eighths, as if he were slicing carrots for the stew pot. Thus far, he dispatched at least 24 snakes in this fashion. Fer de Lances, Bushmasters, even the harmless glass snake, they were all candidates for his egalitarian blade. In his enthusiasm, I think he must have done away with several liana vines and serpentine creepers, perhaps even a few epiphytes, too. At last, I got a little upset with his sanguinary behavior. I told him that he was disturbing the jungle's ecosystem by killing all these snakes. But Osvaldo, for all his virtues as a guide, was not what you would describe as an eco-minded individual. He replied, "Have you lost a son to the bite of a bushmaster? I have lost such a son, and I am now making the snakes lose their sons. Surely you understand, Mr. Larry." I understood, more or less, and from then on I kept my mouth shut about snakes. But not, definitely not, about mud. For this was the rainy season in the Ecuadorian Amazon, and the country through which we were traveling, the country of the Unsuri Suara, or Jivaro, was not only very dense jungle, but also very dense mud. The Amazon jungle has often been described as an orgy of green. At this time of year, however, it was an orgy of brown. For 5 days, our little expedition had followed a vine-choked trail that seemed more like an obstacle course than a trail. One step forward usually resulted in either being swallowed up by the mud, strangled by a vine, gored by a thorn on a vine, flayed by a gauntlet of branches, skidding backwards, skidding sideways, or even on occasion skidding down the steep embankment into the Ungamayo, a river luckily piranha-less. On the other hand, the Ungamayo wasn't candiru-less. This made any type of river dip, intentional or otherwise, a hazard. For the candiru is a fish that makes the better-known piranha seem as innocuous as a Barbie doll. Also known as the toothpick fish, it swims up the urethra and then extends its spiny retrors fins, whereupon it becomes agonizingly undislodgeable. If you don't get to a hospital right away, your bladder will burst. And if you don't happen to be anywhere near a hospital, your only recourse is to find someone capable of administering last rites. The balsa log bridges we came upon seemed to have been designed for river dips of the unintentional variety. We were convinced that they'd been coated with grease just prior to our arrival. In trying to cross them, we must have looked like a parade of spastic tightrope walkers. On one of these crossings, our ethnobotanist, Paul Cunane, slipped off the log and landed with a splat in a pool of blackish ooze, only to reappear a few moments later looking as if he'd just lost a skirmish with a mudslide in his native California. "Goddamn fucking son of a bitch!" Cunane yelled, or something equally passionate. I wasn't taking notes at the time. "Ah, another expletive for our peerless guide," declared Petrie. Osvaldo, part Jivaro and part Ecuadorian, was very eager to learn English language swear words on the assumption that they would come in quite handy if he ever went to America. Every time one of us swore, he would politely ask for the words to be repeated. Then he would repeat the word or phrase himself, the better to remember it. Ever onward into the jungle, we slipped, skidded, slopped, and fell, swearing and then swearing again for Osvaldo's benefit, a quartet of white men en route to a rendezvous with the fabled Jivaro.